Hey everyone, this is Kevin Ripple and Otto Kate of Damage Vault. We're here to give you a little podcast on a touch of the behind the scenes, you know, background on how Damage Vault got started, the creation of, you know, the existing material that you guys have heard, and about some of the upcoming material we have yet to write, and obviously touch on the deluxe edition that you have purchased to acquire this podcast. So thanks for checking it out. Hope you enjoy our babbling, and yeah, that's about it for the introduction. I guess, where should we start? About how we formed Damage Vault, how Damage Vault got started.
Suppose we could probably start at the beginning. That might be a good, good spot.
Starting from the beginning is always nice. Anyway, all right, well, I guess I'll start this story. It was back in 09, about February, I think, where Otto I had no idea who Otto was at the time. Otto contacted me, asked me if I was heading to GDC that year, which is the Game Developers Conference in Northern California and San Francisco once a year. And I told him, yes, I was going. I don't know if he was going at the time, but shortly after that, being that I had no idea who this guy was, I did a little background checking to I wanted to know who this guy was who was contacting me. And I found out that he was a recording artist on his own under the name Deprogrammed. And I checked out his material, and it blew me away. I mean, it was really, really good stuff. It was like an industrial techno with a hint of rock metal and a decent amount of different kinds of vocals. He had all different kinds of female vocals scattered throughout his pieces. And it just really, really impressed me. So anyway, at that time, work was slow. I had a decent amount of downtime, and I've been, the idea has been stewing around my head for months prior to start a side project to flex the muscles that aren't, necessarily flexed during a game project or a film project. And every artist needs to vent their inner voice if it can't be, expressed on any given project. So anyway, I wanted to start a side project. I had hopes to start it with a friend back east, and it never came to fruition. And then, Otto contacted me, and we sort of were both interested in collaborating. I don't think we started off with, correct me if I'm wrong, Otto, I don't think we started off with, when we started chatting, about collaborating. I think it was just a mutual appreciation of each other's catalog of work.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I presented him with the idea of working together on some pieces on a side project, and he was gung-ho about it. I was gung-ho about it because I loved what he did with his, under his Deprogrammed name. And it was the exact same style I sort of wanted to venture down for the side project. So I had some pieces laying around and from previous projects that were never used. One was specifically for a pitch for a project that was never used. And it was Otto's idea to let him check it out, and he would just mess around with it, add his little touches here and there in it. And it was small little things he was adding to the piece. He sent it back to me, and I'm like, holy crap, man, this is sounding so much better. Just with his little touches. This is even before we really dove into the mix and really started taking it apart and everything. And what he did was just like, this is the guy. This is what I really want to work with to get, this kind of music out there. And that piece actually is in this deluxe edition, and it's the piece Decayed. What you hear now is obviously not the original piece. It's the piece that is a result of our initial collaboration. That is the first piece we collaborated on. Without the intent, when doing it, we had no intentions of, we didn't have no direction of where we were going. We just put the piece together, and we're like, okay, this is awesome. I mean, this came out really great. Now what? And I think it worked in the reverse way too. Otto sent me a piece, and I sort of mangled it in a way, in a good way, hopefully. And it worked opposite like that too. And we really, you know, I think we came to a nice, how do you say it? A nice, you know, understanding of each other's intent of what the outcome of these pieces should be. And that's pretty much how it started, how our collaboration started.
Yeah, it was really interesting how, just with each of our writing styles, there's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences as well. And once we really started to do some additional revisions and that kind of thing on these tracks, we slowly but surely discovered just how complementary our styles were in writing these things. So it was, you know, one of those aha moments, like, all right, yeah, this is the guy that I want to be doing this type of stuff with for sure.
It's weird. We always joke around that musically we were separated at birth. I mean, not even musically, just like with our, you know, interests and everything. We're both very, I would like to say, twisted.
Yes.
In a good way. You know, just we have the same dark tendencies when it comes to expressing ourselves with art and music. Which is great to, you know, hook up with someone like that and create stuff. I mean, not that many songwriters or composers have that privilege to, you know, come across somebody to, you know, to express themselves musically with. And I think it's, I mean, some people, I mean, I love writing by myself. I love, you know, coddling my babies and finessing them. And, you know, it's tough when somebody comes in and messes around with them and puts their ideas to the piece. But it was almost like a complete opposite feeling when we started working together and Otto, you know, took my pieces and just put his touches on it. And it made the pieces that much more towards what I actually wanted it to be towards. So we knew it was a good fit. And then after, you know, we worked on existing pieces, which I think there were two or three. I don't think the third one ever made it anywhere. But because we were itching to just start creating new stuff from scratch. Like, okay, we have this foundation now. We know where we want to take the music. Let's just start creating new ideas. And that's when we, you know, just really, he started writing stuff. I started writing stuff. And then when it came to a point where we're like, okay, this piece needs to move on, meaning it's ready to ship off to Otto, or Otto had a piece is ready to ship off to me. And we would get one piece and then we'd stop our work on our, you know, the other stuff we were writing, and we would concentrate on the one piece that was ready to move further and be collaborated on. At first, I mean, I don't know if you want to touch on the technical aspect, Otto, of how we would go back and forth with any given piece.
You know, both of us are on different platforms and such, but it was actually a relatively simple approach. And Kevin's on a Mac using a Digital Performer, and I'm a PC guy using Sonar. So essentially, we just decided, well, let's just go ahead and you know, do our thing, and then we'll stem out or essentially, you know, create stripes of the material as we, you know, as we go, essentially. And we've just basically trade those back and forth, and then, you know, if we need add stuff or remove stuff or whatever, we gave each other 100% creative freedom to do whatever it takes to make the piece just freaking awesome. And so it was pretty much, I think we were using FTP for the most part. And then, you know, he'd go off and do his own thing on the piece that I started, and vice versa. And sometimes we'd be working on, you know, two pieces simultaneously like that. And then we just basically trade revisions back and forth until we were both just absolutely 100% happy with how the piece had taken shape.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a very smooth process, to be honest. It was nice to have the workflow we had. We never really, you know, battled over a piece. I mean, we had our own ideas, and I remember, I was just thinking of this yesterday. I remember having a piece where I don't remember what the piece was called, but it broke down into some drum corps part. It was very odd. But I heard it in a piece by the band Fleshfield. And what they did with it, it was really cool. And I just was inspired to sort of like mimic that sound that they had. And I liked it at first. And then I was like, it's just got to go. And I'm like, but come on. It just didn't work in the piece. I mean, it sounded cool. I had it in the mix decently, but it just wasn't right for the piece. So, I mean, there were times where, yeah, we would definitely say, you know, this is not going to be good for the piece. This is way out in left field and it's just not going to work. And that happened, you know, it didn't happen often, but it happened. And we just took it in stride. You have to, when you collaborate, you can't be all like, you know, personally attached to the every note you write, because you know it's going in somebody else's hands and they have different, you know, creative ideas once they start hearing the piece. I mean, it just sparks so many different ideas. And the person, when they first hear it and they're like, oh, I want to do that, I want to do that, I want to, what the f- is this damn drum corps part? Right. So, I mean, you have to be flexible and it's nice to have that. So yeah, what else would you guys, this is a one-way conversation, so you can't, it would be cool if we had questions coming in.
Yeah, maybe next time we'll do kind of a live chat thing or something.
We can talk about how Aurelian Police came into our little circle. Aurelian is the artist that sort of gave Damage Vault its visual identity. I've been a fan of this guy for years, 9 years or something. And I, you know, his work was so, you know, phenomenal. I thought that, you know, I said one day if I ever have anything that needs an album cover or it needs some artwork, I said, I'm totally coming to you. And like 9 years later, you know, we created this entity, which is now called Damage Vault. And I approached him. He was totally excited. And we gave him, he sent us questions and he, you know, typical questions when starting out anything creatively, like what vibe do you want? What's your favorite bands? What's your style of your music? We let him hear, you know, a couple of tracks that we had written and he took that and he ran with it. I mean, the first version of what he created just blew us away. I remember getting it on the way up to GDC. I mean, he got to work really quick actually. And it doesn't look like the, it does sort of like the final version, which is the volume one cover, is a hugely evolved piece from his existing idea. But even the first idea, I was like, this is it. Let's go with it. But, you know, we had some ideas to throw in there and he incorporated those ideas. And it just, you know, sort of, it was an iterative process and he sort of, you know, kept on adding stuff. He had ideas of his own and it ended up being the volume one cover. And with that, he created other panels for us, you know, in the event that we were going to release a physical album and it needed the J card inside and, you know, have the different fold out panels. It ended up being that we only had a digital release and we are using the other panels for other album covers, which is working out really nice. And the latest panel is going to be the volume three release, which is not going to be. You have this already, so it is the volume three cover. Yeah, he was a huge part in the visual aspect of Damage Vault, and we loved his style, and he just works really nicely with us. So yeah, that's Aurelian, and it would be great if you guys, you know, check him out on his site. It his address is help me out, Otto. AurelianPolice.com. And he, you know, find him on Facebook too. Just his, do a search for his name and like his page. His latest work, which is for a musical troupe. I forget the name of the group.
Is that the Clockwork one?
No, there's a new one, which is actually my desktop screens now. It's Carnival Symposium,
oh, right.
I think it's called. The Rock Orchestral Steampunk album. Mm-hmm. It's just perfect artwork. I mean, it's right up our alley, and it's like everything he creates is like, I want that for my cover. he's just really awesome. He calls himself a mixed media artist, and Yeah, I can't say enough good things about his work.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll make sure to, well, on our site, obviously, but also on the Fixed store, we'll make sure that we also have full credit and a link to his site there as well.
Right, of course, yes.
So speaking of Fixed.
Fixed. How would you describe Fixed? Because they have two different aspects of the company.
Fixed is a company that was started by Clayton of Cell Dweller. And essentially, it's evolved into several layers of business where they host remix contests and such, and a whole remix community that I'd been involved with. They opened up a full digital storefront. And they've been basically bringing in tons and tons of artists and different labels and that kind of stuff, and essentially doing a whole distribution thing. And they've even brought in some of the iconic electronic acts like Frontline Assembly and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool to be involved with these guys. They've taken real good care of us, and they've been a great business to work with.
And yeah, it's a huge outlet to get our stuff out there. I mean, because they cover everything, every digital aspect of releases. Yeah. Now, let's try to explain how the name Damage Vault came into play. We had written, I think, close to 10 to 12 tracks already before we even had the Damage Vault name. We really weren't concerned with naming ourselves because we were just so high on writing and getting material together. And at that point, we had really no clue what direction we wanted this collaborative effort to go in. We had ideas of just sort of remaining nameless and trying to pitch it to the trailer houses, TV, you know, through our existing contacts, and try to just get the music out there, never mind, you know, the name or the artist that is doing it. We were just going to do it as, you know, pieces written by Kevin Ripple and Otto Kate, essentially. But then we, with Otto's connection with Fix, they, you know, started checking out our stuff, and they approached us with the offer to, you know, host our material as an artist on their site for us to sell. And we were like, yeah, and we were totally into it. So they were like, well, you have to have a name, an artist name. And we were like, okay. So, you know, we started thinking, and it was like, you know, those high school days when you're in a band and you want the coolest, you know, you want the coolest band name, and you want it to look cool, you know, on your covered textbooks on the brown paper bag. So it was a little bit of a struggle. We had a slew of names. We were just like brainstorming and just throwing out, making up words, combining words, and we wanted it to sound like it represented the music. And it's so hard to do that and not sound corny. I don't know exactly how we came upon Damage Vault. It almost sounds too simple.
Yeah. At some point, I think we ran into the fact that we definitely want to use Damage, but then, you know,
we didn't know how.
We didn't know exactly how. So I think there was a lot of, you know, ideas flowing back and forth on how that could be utilized. But then the whole vault piece made a lot of sense, just based off of a lot of APs or Aurelian's visuals, I think kind of triggered a lot of that too.
But I think the names of the pieces sort of lent towards our realization of that it should be Damage Vault. I think just we were thinking too hard, and then we looked back at the pieces, and I think it just sort of, you know, fell into our laps, and we're like, that's it, you know. It was one of those divine things.
If you could call it that.
Yeah. Totally improper use in this context, especially with Damage Vault. I guess we should also talk about the other members of Damage Vault, which came on and joined us about, what would you say, like 8 months after Damage Vault was created?
Yeah, something like that.
The other members are the three guys who create, well, one, they create their own badass music, and they also are sample library developers. You might be familiar with their stuff. They're the Heaviosity guys, Heavy Melody / Heaviosity. They create the sample libraries Evolve, Evolve Mutations 1, and Evolve Mutations 2, which Otto and I have been using, you know, months prior to collaborating. And so anyway, we became friends with the guys. We hooked up at GDC that same year that I met Otto. And we all just got along great. And they were, you know, honored that we were using their stuff in this project. And we just sort of remained friends with them and kept in contact over the summer and everything. And they were, you know, very interested in what we were doing with Damage Vault. So we created Damage Vault to actually be, end up being a big collaborative community, like discovering other artists and have them join us in creating pieces or a full EP. And change that up at each with each EP. So when, you know, as we were talking with them, we were saying, hey, let's explore this avenue of, you know, collaborating. Since we did it great, just the two of us, we love these guys' styles. And we figured, let's give it a shot. And, you know, we brought them in. At first, they were just doing minor touches on the pieces, but then we started giving them pieces and they would just take the pieces and just, like, again, just mix them the hell up and mangle them and, you know, add their creative touches to it. And it was another step in the right direction of having the pieces just keep on sounding better and better. And these guys, the three guys' names are Dave Frazier, Neil Goldberg, and Ari Winters. And they're, you know, they are a huge asset to making Damage Vault the, you know, the way the sound is today. I mean, I think one piece, just a little tidbit, was Otto and I wrote a piece called Harbinger, which is on the second volume. And we, you know, we originally loved the way the piece came out, and that was one of the pieces they wanted to mess with. So we were like, okay, you know, whatever. And so we gave it to them, and Ari did a, you know, amazing job at really turning that piece around. I mean, an entire middle section was just replaced with, you know, some new material. And at first I was like, wait a second. I mean, like, we're bringing you guys in and now you're just like totally throwing out our material. That was basically me. I mean, I was the stubborn one because I really, really dug the sort of pounding 4/4 type of vibe the piece had. And they added a complete new section. At first, I was resistant to it because they had changed the section I loved the most. And I think it's one of our better pieces now because of what they did with it. I commend them and just, you know, being persistent and ignoring my cries for don't touch it. And really, like, you know, did a number on it, and it's awesome now. I mean, it's, like I said, it's one of my favorite pieces on both volumes. And since you have the deluxe edition here, you can hear the original Harbinger that, you know, was created by Otto and I, and that's part of the 7 tracks. So you can hear the difference in, you know, what we created and what they added. And now that I listen back to the original, I'm like, well, I'm glad that they changed it up. Not that I don't like the piece now, but it's so much stronger with what they added. They add so much more than just the musical aspect. They are masters at mastering as well. You know, we all have professional studios, but, you know, they've acquired certain gear over the years that I myself don't have and Otto doesn't have. So, you know, usually it runs through their equipment as a final pass, and they really, you know, have a knack for polishing the pieces up sonically. And it's just, it's great. I mean, we couldn't have picked better guys to form up with. And we have still yet to, you know, open the doors to other collaborative efforts with other artists. I mean, it will come. I mean, we actually thought Damage Vault will be stronger coming out of the gates to offer that to fans and other musicians. But we sort of had this, you know, vibe going, and we wanted to build it stronger and stronger with each EP. And then, you know, down the line, I think I would like to eventually, you know, start doing that. I think that would be great for the fans. And I mean, you don't have to be A professional musician, producer. You just have to produce quality stuff. And if we like what you've done, I mean, people have taken our pieces and just done stuff on their own, and it's just amazing. But, for the collaborative aspect, all we're looking for when it does happen is just guys, girls who do quality work or have a quality talent to lend to it. I mean, if it, even if you don't write and you're just a solo artist, and with an instrument or with your voice or whatever, we're totally all up for joining forces and sort of have this big, huge community type of thing. That was the original vision of Damage Vault. We're slow getting there, but we're getting there.
Yeah, and it's not just limited to audio or sonic artistry.
Right. I
We're
forgot to mention that. Yeah.
looking at expanding visually and
Yeah, with
whether it's
videos,
videos and
viral videos.
short films, or if you're a screenwriter or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's like if you're a up and coming filmmaker and you've already got this film, or you're creating a film and you wanted it to be affiliated with something that's existing already, we'd totally be into it if it fits the style of Damage Vault. I mean, if you think Damage Vault is, fitting for your project, I mean, it would be cool to team up and just sort of, I'd say at that point it wouldn't be a collaborative effort. You would just be offering some of your talent through the Damage Vault name. Obviously, we wouldn't take any credit for the film at all, but you can use it. You can use Damage Vault as an avenue for your art, and it would just have to be in the style of what Damage Vault is. I mean, I think, with our viral videos out there on all the video sites and our music, I mean, if you're into us already, you sort of know the style that we have and our visual look. But we're open for, I mean, just like we brought in Aurelian Police, like I would say he is our, how would you say it? He is our artist. He's our visual front for Damage. He may not know it, but that's how we see it.
He definitely really established and nailed the visual signature for the project for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, where are we? What else can we share?
So I guess after we brought the Heaviosity guys in, we started to go ahead and do the digital release thing, and we wanted to go ahead and instead of just doing like a large CD project or several tracks or whatever, we wanted to do things in small bits, so that we decided that three songs per EP would make the most sense. And it
Right,
would
yeah, we didn't want to release all 15 songs at once because then you guys wouldn't hear from us for another year. We'd like to keep the momentum going with the smaller releases. We planned on doing one every 2 months, but unfortunately, we got caught up with work. We all do, our own projects in the film, TV, and game world, and we just got too busy with the work that, pays our mortgage. Which is not a problem at all. I mean, we all love our work. But being that this is a side project, it sort of has to take a back seat. And I feel bad, for all the fans that do support us, that we can't constantly provide material for them, because I mean, it's such a pleasure writing this material, and I hate leaving, supporters and fans hanging with, when's the next EP? When's, we want some stuff, and sometimes it's just not possible to do it on the schedule we had planned. But it's coming back around again, where I think we'll be able to continue to, push material out and give you guys more of a consistent flow, which is the original goal. And I have to personally thank Otto here for keeping the ball rolling. He's busy as well, as just as much as everybody else in the in Damage Vault. And but he had the extra bit of time to keep the ball rolling with merchandise and a new video, and just keeping it alive and not letting it just lay dormant, and us picking up where we left off back in When was it? Many months ago. So you guys have Otto to thank for that. But trust me, I would have done it if I had the time. I mean, there was a lot of issues here on my end, health-wise, and if I had the energy and the time to do it, I definitely would have. But Otto picked up a large amount of slack and to keep Damage Vault going, so it's great, and I appreciate that, young man.
Awesome. Young man. We're the same age. So, yeah, and just kind of touching on that, since it has been a little while, well, I guess a long while since Volume 2, we wanted to go ahead and do something a little bit different with Volume 3 instead of just the standard 3-track EP, which will still be offered as a standard edition. But we decided, and obviously if you're listening to this, you've already got the deluxe edition, so you already know that there's an additional 7 tracks in there. And essentially, what we really wanted to do with that was to kind of open up the back catalog, really, and give you guys a look into all the other material that we've written that just has never seen the light of day. I think by doing that, it also allows us as artists to move on to the next chapter.
Right, start off fresh, clean out the vault, and start some fresh new material instead of worrying about pieces that are sitting there from a year and a half ago, and trying to get those out and keep on messing with them. So we left them as is, had them mixed and mastered, and we figured what's the better way to give back to the fans than offer a deluxe edition with all those pieces in it. I mean, I think they hold up to all the other release pieces. It's just that we were gonna, keep on releasing, 3-song EPs, but we decided that it's ready to move on and work on some fresh material. So like Otto said, we wanted to just, start anew and give you guys, the remaining 7 tracks that have been in our catalog. And I think I don't know if you're listening to this first or you're listening to this after all the tracks, but I hope you enjoy them. I hope you have enjoyed them, because we definitely had fun writing them. So, what else can we touch on? Should we say that this is our second time doing the
Yeah, we could probably say that.
Yeah, we had this all done yesterday, but then realized that the audio files were misaligned, and because we recorded over Skype, and there was a huge delay in the recording, and it just sounds like we're talking over each other. And so, if this sounds a little dry to you, that's probably why. We're running over the same material again, and we don't mean to sound dry. It's just that we're trying to cover everything we covered yesterday in the first attempt. I don't know why you needed to know that. I just wanted to share.
Well, there you go. That's what this podcast is all about. It's all about sharing.
We're human.
Yep.
Anyway, so yeah, I mean that's about it. I mean, I think that's the backstory of Damage Vault. I really can't. The only thing I think we have info on is, a little bit of moving forward. We're gonna have a new site soon. Currently, now the other site is down with a placeholder splash video screen on it now, if you go to the address. But there's going to be a new site that's going to be very community friendly, not static like our old site. Yeah, it's going to be a lot more user friendly. It's probably going to be a WordPress site, which everybody's familiar with. So, and it's going to look killer. Obviously, we're going to have Aurelian do artwork for it. And we do plan on starting to write, obviously, as soon as this release has been released, which it has been released if you're listening to this. I would love to, like I said, I would love, and I'm not going to promise because, there's other, projects to work on and stuff to do. But anyway, I would love to have another EP release, this fall, winter type of thing, with fresh new material. And I would love to bring in singers for that. So if you have a awesome voice, I prefer female voices on music like this. If you would like to contact us and maybe send us your demo or just some stuff of you singing on, that would be great. I mean, we're, like I said, we're always open for, you know, collaborating with anybody. And I'm always a sucker for a nice, female voice, not metal female, like sort of like, oh my gosh, how would you catch, like the vocals you have on your deprogram stuff, those girls, those are just, you know, awesome. Like I would say like a Lorena McKennitt type of thing, even though she's heavily, influenced by Irish music. But she has that soft and very clear dialect when she sings. Anyway, so yeah, if you have some stuff, I mean, even if you're just a composer, musician, you know, send us your material. I mean, it's safe with us. We're not going to do anything with it. You know, some people don't like accepting material because, you know, it might come back and haunt them that if some of the damageable pieces have a hint of the submitted material sound, people get all up in arms about it. But I, you know, if you're interested in sending us stuff for us to check out, you know, by all means, send it in. There's always a contact info when we release anything or on our Facebook page. Feel free to send the stuff in. You know, we love checking out other people's material. And if it comes to mind that, you know, this is something we'd like to collaborate on, we'll contact you and we'll definitely explore that avenue.
Absolutely. So, in addition to all that, we've been working on some additional merchandise that we'll be releasing through the remainder of the year. And all the stuff that you may have seen as part of the month-long contest that we held leading up to this release of Volume 3 here, a lot of that stuff is kind of a sneak peek, really, into some of the new merch that that will be popping out there.
Yeah, some of that new merchandise really kicks butt. I mean, it's really cool. So I think, yeah, some of that stuff's going out to the contest winners.
Yep.
Very cool. I think, like I said, if you guys want to contact us with any questions you have about Damage Roll, feel free. I'm, you know, post it, you know, on our Facebook page, which would be cool because when we answer, you know, the other people will be able to see it. I think that would be best, you know, just go to facebook.com/damagevault. This way the community can see the questions and stuff. Eventually we would love to have that on our site, where there's a page where, you know, people can ask questions and the answers are accessible by everybody and, you know, link it with Facebook, et cetera. But yeah, use the Facebook page currently for, you know, any interaction you'd like for us and we'll get back to you. So yeah, I think that's it. Otto, you have anything to add?
Thanks again for sticking with us and purchasing this deluxe edition and, hope you dig it.
Yeah. And I like this stand in it. You know, we only talked about him a little bit, but extend a thanks to the other members, Heaviosity guys, Dave, Neil, and Ari. Too bad they couldn't join us for the podcast. It would be a mess having five people try to talk at once.
It's a mess having two people.
Yeah. but yeah, we're very thankful for their collaborative efforts in Damage Vault. They're a huge asset. But yeah, and thanks to you guys. Thanks for listening if you've made it through this entire podcast and didn't get bored and slit your wrists. But yeah, appreciate the support. And like I said, we'll try our best to keep the consistent momentum going with some sort of material to keep your palates wet.